بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: هلك المتنطعون، قالها ثلاثا، رواه مسلم. المتنطعون المتعمقون، المتعمقون المتشددون في غير موضع التشديد. Chapter which we are discussing, my respected brothers, is Bab al-Iqtisad fi al-Ta'a, the chapter which deals with adopting moderation in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, what it means is to adopt that level of ibadat which we are able to sustain. Under the same chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought a very, very interesting hadith. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator. The hadith is very, very brief. But as we've mentioned many times in the past, we find that on occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would utter just a few words, but the meaning would be very, very voluminous. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam issues a severe warning, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the word halaka. Halaka means to, that person is destroyed, barbad. He brings destruction on himself. And what is even more interesting is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says it three times, not just one time. He said, halakal mutanatti'un, halakal mutanatti'un, halakal mutanatti'un, qalaha thalathan, three times. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is a certain person who brings destruction on himself. And the word in the hadith is mutanatti'un. This is amongst those expressions which, as we mentioned also previously, there is no simple English translation of this expression. In fact, ulama ikram explain that what is mutanatti'un, and what is this person that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to, where three times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this person brings destruction on himself. So ulama explain, kullu man shaddada ala nafsihi fi amrin qad wassa'a Allahu lahu fi fa innahu yadkhulu fi hadha al-hadith. المتعمقون المشددون في غير موضع التشديد. They say that person who makes things difficult, brings difficulty on himself in something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made simple and easy, such a person will enter in the meaning of this hadith. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've mentioned, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah Ta'ala wants ease for us. Deen-e-Islam is Deen-e-Fitrat. It appeals to the nature of man. Now you will get that person, you will observe, we come into contact with such people. They are always trying to make things difficult. Allah Ta'ala made something easy, they go and dig into something and bring unnecessary difficulty onto themselves. Classical example of this, which most of us would have heard, is the incident which is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, where they call, which is referred to as the cow of the Bani Israel. Very often we hear this, Bani Israel's cow, the cow of the Jews. This particular incident beautifully illustrates what this hadith means, that somebody brings unnecessary difficulty on himself. Allah Ta'ala made it easy, we got to make it difficult. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah is the narrator of this incident, that there was one person, elderly person, who was very, very rich, and he had no children of his own. His only heirs were his brother's children, who were very, very poor. So naturally, they were waiting for this old man to die so that they could inherit. However, Allah made it such that he had a very long life, so they waited and waited. Eventually, they got tired of waiting. And then Shaitan got hold of them. One, that why don't you kill the old man? You'll inherit his money. And that time in the Shariat of Musa alayhi salam, whenever anybody was murdered and the identity of the murderer could not be established, then the blood money for that person, normally the one who murdered will have to pay the blood money. Here, if the identity of the murderer could not be established, then they would look at where the person was found. If his body was found outside some town, the town closest to where his body was found, where the corpse was found, the people of that town would have to collect and pay the blood money of that person. So Shaitan planted the seed in the mind of the nephews of this person, that you'll get his blood money also, and you will get the inheritance. What you do is you kill him and take his body and leave it close to the next town. So the people of that town will have to pay you the blood money. You won't have to pay any blood money. So they fell into the temptation trap of Shaitan, and they murdered this person late at night. They carried his body and they left it very close to the next town. So the people of that town woke up the next day. They found this body. Now the claim comes upon them. You have to pay blood money. They became very, very upset. They said, the doors of our town were closed at night. We did not open it, so none of our people committed this murder. So in any case, this matter protracted. I'm cutting it, the long incident short. Eventually, they went to Musa alayhi salam. They said, you are the Nabi of Allah. You tell us now. You tell us, what must we do? Who murdered this person? So Musa alayhi salam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala reveals upon Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa, tell them that they must slaughter a cow. And they must take a part, one of the limbs of the cow that they slaughtered, strike the body of this deceased with the part of the cow, and this person will come to life and he will reveal to them who murdered him. So instead of carrying out the command of Allah, what did they say to Musa alayhi salam? Atattakhiduna huzwa? Are you mocking at us? Are you making us a fool? What has a dead cow and the limb of that cow got to do with revealing who murdered this man? So Musa alayhi salam said, A'udhu billahi anakuna min al-jahileen. I seek Allah Ta'ala's protection from being amongst those who are ignorant. Allah gave you a command, carry out the command. But this was what Bani Israel, the nature of the Jews was such, and unfortunately nowadays Muslims are of this nature also, many of them. What did they say? قَالُوا دُعُنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّلْ لَنَا مَا هِيَا. O Musa, ask Allah Ta'ala to tell us what type of a cow. What type of a cow? In other words, is it young or is it old? So the revelation comes down that Allah Ta'ala says to them that the cow is neither young nor old. Awanum bayna dhalik. An age between the two. Middle age. Not too young, not too old. Fafalu ma tumarun. Do what we are telling you to do. So that was not enough for them. Ma lawnuha. O Musa, what color is the cow? So further revelation comes down. Baqaratun safra faqi'un lawnuha tasurrun nadirin. Allah Ta'ala says that, listen, tell them that this cow is bright yellow in color, but such a bright yellow that is pleasing to the onlooker. This too was not sufficient. Each time they're asking a question, it's becoming more and more difficult. First it was any cow. Now it is a cow, not too young, not too old. Now further they asked a question, now the cow must be bright yellow and it must be pleasing to the onlooker. So they didn't stop. They went back to Musa alayhi salam again. Tell us something else about the cow. What type of a cow is this? So now Allah Ta'ala says, قَالُوا دُنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّ لَنَا مَا هِي إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا تَسْقِي الْحَرْثِ. Now Allah Ta'ala says to them, tell them it must be such a cow that is perfect. It does not till the soil, nor does it water the field. And it must be without any blemish, that is without physical defect. And the entire body of the same cow, the entire body of the cow must be the same color, without any marks on it that are different from the yellowness of the cow. So this became almost an impossible cow to find. Because each time they asked the question, it got more and more difficult. Eventually, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that finally they found one cow that met all these various criteria. They had to pay 10 times the weight of the body of the cow in gold. With great difficulty and with great reluctance, eventually they did this and they carried out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They struck the body of this deceased person. He came to life and he informed them who were his murderers, and the same person or that same group of youngsters who were supposed to be his inheritors, they were executed according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point, my respected brothers, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tushaddidu fa yushaddidu Allahu alaykum." Don't make things unnecessarily difficult, because Allah will make things difficult for you. For example, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and said, "Allah has ordained made Hajj farz." Sahabi asked the question, "Ya Rasulullah, this is Hajj farz only this year, or is Hajj farz once in a lifetime? Must I do it once or must I do it every year?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became extremely upset and angry at the question of this person. Why? Because in that moment, if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said every year, how difficult it was going to be for every person every year to perform Hajj. So we find, my respected brothers, coming back to the point, Shariat is easy, Deen is easy. La tas'alu an ashya'in tubda lakum tasu'kum. Allah says, don't ask, keep asking questions, don't keep poking, don't make things unnecessarily difficult. Why? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, such people, halakal mutanatti'un, they are bringing halakat and barbadi and destruction on themselves. There are other meanings to this expression that are found in the shuruhat, in the commentary of hadith. Inshallah, we'll continue further on another occasion.